school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. This 3-hour block of time was such an unexpected gift that I gave myself. It was not planned. I actually was supposed to be doing something else, and I rabbit trailed over, and once I was in, I just kept going, and I will tell you, this was such a gift to myself. And this is when I realized that no matter what we're doing, whether it's home, work, PhD, vacation planning, it doesn't matter what it is, we need, our bodies crave, our brains desire to have some organizational planning time. And I ended up, it was a Monday morning, I was supposed to be writing a paper, and before I wrote a paper, I said, I am just going to take an hour and I'm going to review where I am right now in the PhD because I'm halfway through this trimester. Just make sure I'm on target. I had everything turned in on time. Like I was doing just fine. That nothing was falling apart to take this time. But I was like, I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. I almost needed to stop and tread water for a little bit. I needed to just stop and tread water in the middle of this trimester and say to myself, am I on target? Am I doing the right things? Am I missing anything? Where are we? Like, I needed to stop and reflect and plan and then keep swimming. And so I started by reviewing my notes for each class. So I'm in 3 classes, 2 textbook classes, and 1 research lab. So I start with the first textbook class, and I started by rereading the syllabus. I ended up rereading the syllabus for each of my classes. I highly recommend this. It wasn't like anything stuck out in the syllabus that I didn't remember I had to do this trimester, but I understood the syllabus so much more because now I was in it and I understand this language of a PhD more, and I understand the teacher more, and I understand the assignments more. And so I was able to really absorb the information that was in the syllabus at a deeper level. So that was great. The second thing I did was I had been taking notes in multiple different ways. I had like a notebook for each class, and then sometimes I printed out slides for that class and took notes on the slides. And sometimes I just grabbed an Organize 365 notepad and took notes. And so I had notes in all the different areas. And so I took about another hour and I put all of my notes for all my classes in the right notebook. And I bought a little notebook for each class. So if I was doing slides in one class, I actually cut all the slides down and all my notes and I taped them in the notebook. If I had information written on little slips of paper, I went and I wrote that information in the notebook, because these notebooks are kind of going to be records that I'm going to go back for during this whole PhD and reference the information. So I wanted it all in one place. So I took about an hour and I went through all my slash pockets and reread all the syllabuses. I took about another hour and I went through all my notes and I assimilated those into the right notebook. And then in the third hour, I was like, well, okay, you're pretty well organized now. You should go on to whatever you're supposed to be doing. And I was like, no, I want to get like even more organized for the second half of this trimester. Like, now that I've reread the syllabus, now that I've done the notes, going forward, what do I want to do differently for this next 8 weeks? And so I actually went into the portal, where all the classes were, and I looked at all of my remaining assignments. And up until this point, I was just looking at the next paper that needed to be written and the next paper that needed to be written. And to be honest, I could not have done what I did at this time before this point. So I actually went and I looked at, I had like four more papers in one class and three more papers in another. And I looked at all of those assignments, which is overwhelming. And I was like, oh my gosh, this last one is 7 to 10 pages, not 3 to 5. It's like, okay, I'm going to need more time for that one. Okay, this one is about something I don't even know about. It's about a theory. But I started looking at the fact I had to write about a theory 2 weeks before it was even assigned. And I was like, what is a theory? Is Maslow's hierarchy a theory? I found out it was. So I actually bought a book and I'm listening to an audiobook about Maslow's theory. So I have more of a big picture framework for the articles I'm then going to go find in order to write this paper. So I'm able to get deeper understanding of what I'm learning, but also follow my learning style. So my learning style is I'm a big picture. I'm a whole to part learner. You give me all these details, it's like throwing a bunch of bricks at me. I don't know what we're doing. I'm going to start making a wall. And you're going to tell me, no, we're not making a wall. We're making a tower. And mine's like 5 feet long already. And I got to undo what I just did because I need to know we're making a tower. Okay, now here are all the bricks. I have to know where we're going. So I need to understand Maslow's theory, like from a big picture before I can go start finding little articles. So that was really, really helpful for me. And then, like I said, I was taking notes on slides. So my teachers both teach from slides, but one gives you the slides in advance and one doesn't. And the one that does give the slides in advance, that class is on Thursday night. And she always teaches from the slides. And they're all already in the portal. And Thursday is the class that I am going to be attending 4 times from a hotel room because I'll be traveling. And I was like, oh my gosh, I already have all these slides. And I'm already pasting them into my notebook. So I want to print them a little bit smaller so I don't have to cut them as much. So I actually sat there and I printed out all of the slides that were in the portal for the rest of the semester in a small size and cut them down to small sizes. And the weeks that I'm going to be traveling, I put all those slides in my suitcase already. So because traveling, I can't print out the slides. And that's what I would usually do. Print out the slides, take the notes. I would be in a hotel room without being able to print out the slides. And so I printed out all the slides, I cut them to the right size, and I already have them in my suitcase for all those traveling days. And I'm actually recording this on the road, and I just had that class last night. It was so great. Oh my gosh, it was so great to have those slides already printed out and be able to be fully present in that class and not being like, oh, I wish I would have, blah, 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 blah. So that's what I did this week. This week, I stopped midstream, mid-semester. I reread the syllabuses. I moved all of my notes into the little notebooks that I had for long-term storage. I looked at all the future papers that were due to make sure I have enough time on my calendar for what needs to be done. And I, now that I know my teacher's teaching styles and my learning style, I matched those together and I got as prepared as I can be for the remaining weeks of my class.